to the end zone. What a catch! McCarron, touchdown!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to Moon Area High School and the WPIL basketball semifinals, presented on the WJPA Sports Network by the Observer Reporter. Coming your way shortly, 5A boys semi matchup featuring number 6 Peters Township and number 10 Mars Area. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely is with me, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Jason Tennant, our floor director. Noah Tennant, Scott Donnelly on cameras. Bill Chapo producing in our downtown Washington studios. Number 6, Peters Township, comes in at 17-7, winners of 4 of the last 5, including a thrilling 56-52 win over Uniontown Friday night in the quarterfinals. The only loss in the Indian string was against Mount Lebanon, a 6A semifinalist. Number 10, Mars, delivered one of the biggest upsets in the bracket, knocking off number 2, Baldwin, in the opening round. Only 2A number 8 Union upsetting number 1 Greensburg Central Catholic in the quarterfinals rivals the Planets' ending of the Fighting Highlanders season. After an 8-7 start to the year, Mars has won 6 of its last 9, losing only to top-seeded Montour, number 4 Chartiers Valley, and number 5 Moon, all in Section 4 play. WJPA's coverage of today's game on NFHS is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Bud Bear Buick Mazda on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And by The Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. We'll take a look at other semifinals tonight and the championship schedule for the weekend. Plus, we'll check the Observer Reporter starting lineups when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice. Or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
This is Mark Bear from Bud Bear Mazda. We have over 235 new Mazdas in stock. We also have over 220 incentives. It can be very confusing, but we don't want you to leave money on the table. Let's figure out how we're going to save you the most amount of money we can on your new Mazda. Come on up and get one today. Bud Bear Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearMazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Bear on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud
Bear. Final night of semifinals tonight, already underway at Mount Lebanon. 6A girls semifinals. Norwin and Canna McMillan. Big Macs trailed big at the half, but have battled back to within 27-24 with 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. 27-24, number one seed Norwin up on Kennemack by three. Also coming up, Upper St. Clair and Mount Lebanon. That's in the 6A girls. 2A girls semifinals, Neshannock against Southside and Aliquippa against Winchester Thurston. The two boys brackets with semifinals tonight. 5A boys here, Montour and Chartiers Valley will be playing at Mount Lebanon. That's an 8 o'clock tip, and of course our game, Mars and Peters Township. And in the 3A boys bracket, Aliquippa against Bishop Canaman and South Allegheny to take on Mohawk. This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2025. Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Tom, a lot of similarities to these two teams. Like to get up and down the floor, and they like to shoot three balls.
There are a lot of similarities, Bob. I mean, I was impressed by the way they played. I thought they moved the basketball very well. They will shoot it, and they will shoot it deep, but they also like to get to the rim, and you've got to be on your toes with them. And I think Peters Township has to go out and play those guards because they all can shoot the basketball. Make them put the ball to the floor. You do not want to let them catch and shoot. If their feet are set, that ball's flying.
Peters with a pair of five-game win streaks early in the year. Kennemack by with a 1-3 run in between losses to Baldwin, Fox Chapel, and McDowell there early in the season. 2-3 then after the second five-game win streak, including a win over South Fayette, but a loss to Chartiers Valley. 4-1 since, and again, that only loss to 6A semifinalist Mount Lebanon, who played last night and will be in the third-place game tomorrow. For Mars area, a 1-3 start, losses to North Allegheny, to Sharon, and to Latrobe, the number 9 seed in the 5A bracket. Then five wins for the Planets. 2-4 followed that with losses to Moon, Chartiers Valley, and Montour. And when you hear those names, you'll hear them again. After that 2-4 run, 6-3 down the stretch, losses to Moon, Chartiers Valley, and Montour.
That's why they finished fourth.
No question about it. Two games back of Moon, four behind Chartiers Valley, and six off the pace with Montour. But 14-10, Mars with wins over South Fayette and Penn Trafford to get here. Peters Township beat Penn Hills and Uniontown to get to the semis. Winner goes to the Peterson Events Center on Saturday to close the championship stay at in the Cardiac Hill in the Oakland section. 7 o'clock tip, 5A Boys Championship. Update from Mount Lebanon, Norwin 29, Cannon McMillan 24, with 45 seconds left in their third quarter. We'll get the Observer Reporter starting lineups when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network here on NFHS.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Here are your starting lineups. First of all, for the number 10 Mars Area Planets in Kobe Philippi, the head coach, 6-foot senior Austin Campbell, another 6-foot senior Drew Navetta, 5'10 junior Austin Robleski, who averages 18 points a game, 6'3 senior Will Wilson, and 6'6 junior Ben Dedish, 9.5 points, 7.5 boards every night out. For Peters Township, 5'11 junior Lucas Ross, 5'10 senior Sean Thelk, 5'11 senior Nick McCullough, the Indians' leading scorer, 6-foot junior Dylan Donovan, averaging 19 points a game and hitting 35% of his three-pointers, and 6'8 sophomore Jake Wetzel. For Joe Orman, Peters Township 17-7, Mars 14-10. Winner goes to the WPIL Finals. The loser plays in a positioning game heading into the state bracket. We'll have the tip-off when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation here on NFHS.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Referee is Shane Snyder. Rob Lombardo and William Gubba will work with Snyder to officiate this one for the WPIL and the PIAA. Championship action gets started on Thursday at the Pete, 1A Boys Neighborhood Academy in Sarah Catholic. At 7 o'clock at Shadyside Academy in Greensburg Central Catholic Girls. And at 9 o'clock, the 4A boys, Bell Vernon versus North Catholic. 3-1 versus 2 matchups to start all the fun. Center circle ready to get underway, and Peters Township controls the opening tip. Thank you, Jake Wetzel. Donovan on the wing, hand it off to Thelk, and now bring it this way to Rost. Right wing, it's Donovan looking inside. Put it on the deck. Spinorama gets a screen. Step back. Two-pointer. Way too strong. Rebound on the weak side for Robleski. Into the paint. That was Campbell. Dish it back out. Working around the perimeter. Wilson, then Robleski, and now this side it's Campbell for three. It's good.
It's what they do, Bob. You cannot allow them to set their feet. That was a catch-and-shoot three, just what I talked about earlier.
Donovan. Feeds it to Wetzel outside the circle. Picks up his dribble. And now Ross penetrates into the paint. Turn around. Try to dish it off. Wetzel wasn't expecting it. The ball off his hands and out of bounds.
Well, I'm sure there's some nerves there early on. But early in the basketball game, lots of basketball to play.
Two Washington County teams in the WPIL semis tonight. Cannon McMillan playing Norwin in the 6A girls. Peters Township and Mars here in the 5A boys. Mars with the ball on offense. Robleski on the dribble. Give it off now to Austin Campbell. Averages almost 9 points a game. Campbell with the dribble. Now had to go save the ball, and Ben Dedish will give him a new look. Hand off to Robleski to the elbow. Looked inside to Dedish. Too well covered. Three ball up top. Spoons all the way out. Good job there by Jake Wetzel to reach and grab the rebound before Dedish could get it. Rost to McCullough. Gets the screen. McCullough trying to fight his way into the paint. Puts the shot up off the window. That won't go. Rebound tipped by Dedish. Controlled after the nice defensive work by Robleski.
Yeah, very good defense. He kind of forced that shot, Bob.
You could see McCullough was going to shoot the ball there. Robleski for three. It's too strong all the way across the iron. Rebounded by Wetzel.
Wetzel was outstanding against Uniontown.
Bell, 22-footer won't go. Rebound tipped. Comes to the near side of the lane. Cleared by Wilson for Mars. Behind the back. And now feed it off to Campbell. Take it far side. First touch for Nevada on the offensive end of the floor. And now Robleski one more time out on the wing. Gets a high screen down the side of the lane. Take it up to the free throw line. Jumper up and good.
Yeah, you can see why he averages 18 points a game for them. He's got a lot of weapons.
5-0. Mars with the lead. 5:15 to play in our opening quarter. Wetzel, Thelk, and now up top to Rost. Get in the paint to Wetzel. Donovan gets a screen, gets open. Nice ball fake. Three ball well short, and a rebound grabbed by Dedish. Three ball straight on off the back of the rim. Rebound comes halfway up the lane. Lucas Ross grabs it after the Campbell miss. Thelk on the near wing right in front of the Mars bench. Ross gets a screen from Thelk. Between the legs dribble. Backs it away from the defense. Man to man for Mars. Thelk looked at another long three. Didn't take it. Screen jumper up and good. Lucas Ross, first points of the game for Peters Township.
Doesn't shoot often, Bob, but when he does, he's pretty effective.
6-point average for Ross. Gets two here nearly on. McCullough knocked the ball loose, but saved far side. Short jumper doesn't go for Dedish, and he doesn't follow. Rebound grabbed by Wetzel. Reach in. Ball knocked loose there by Nevada, but saved by Wetzel. 5-2, Mars leads halfway through the first quarter. Ross uses that Wetzel screen, backs up, top of the key. Give it off to Thelk, gets a screen. Three ball in flight for the tie, good.
He's been so good from deep. They needed that, Bob.
Thelk averages almost 37% on three balls, hit that one. Dribble picked up by Campbell. Steal by Donovan. He's behind everybody trying to cut him off. And a foul going to be called. Will Wilson chasing the play. Did a nice job to close the distance, but got a piece of the arm and will pick up the game's first foul. Two shots coming for Dylan Donovan. Just a 56% free throw shooter.
Against Uniontown, Bob, one of the things Peters Township did not do well was shoot free throws. 10 for 21. And it nearly cost them that game.
Donovan hits the first to give Peters Township its first lead. 6 straight points for the Indians. 2 for Ross, a 3 for Thelk, and a free throw make for Donovan. Now Wetzel, McCullough, and Thelk check out. Shift change for the Indians. Oh, no, that's hockey. Donovan's second foul shot right on the money. Hit 2 in a row.
Good to see that by Donovan, who struggled from the line the other night. Started slowly against Uniontown. Off to a good start.
Ben Miller, Evan McCullough on the floor. And Jaden Greco as well. Dribble drive, high off the window, up and good for the tie. Nice move there by Nevada.
They love to get the ball to the paint, so if you're Peters Township, you've got to keep them outside that paint.
Greco on the dribble, took a bump at the elbow, spun around one defender, now another. Can't get the shot to go, gets his own rebound, kick it out and reset this. Ben Miller's going to drive, floater out front, rattles home.
Now Ben Miller was outstanding the other night, Bob. His defense was just off the charts.
Peters Township in front, 9-7. Near side, it's Will Wilson. Stop and go. Turned around by Donovan, feed it up top. Ball goes to Nicholas Santoro on the floor for Mars. Nevada behind the back. Give it off to Wilson. Wilson on the wing. Feed it on into the corner. Spinorama for Alex, or for Patrick or Derek Petcash. My apologies. Also checked in on the stoppage. Dribble drive. Robleski. Turnaround. Jay. Well short. Rebound. Tip by Evan McCullough. Right into the hands of Lucas Rost. Donovan to the hoop, hit the iron on the way up. Rebound cleared by Santoro for Mars. 9-7 Peters, 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. And four more guys coming over the boards for Mars.
They play a lot of players. I mean, that was the thing I noticed. They're 10 deep. They all play hard. They guard you. It's so similar, these two teams, Bob, in the way they defend.
Ball goes right side, eventually into the hands. Robleski dribbles to the paint. Turnaround jumper off the back rim. Won't go. Ben Miller rebounds for Peters. Force it up ahead to Greco. Into traffic. Ball stripped from behind and out of bounds. And here comes the shift change.
Yeah.
1:28 to play. First quarter, 9-7 Peters Township with the two-point lead. Baseline throw in. Felk, who checked back in the game. Inbound to McCullough, who had to really fight through a double team to get open. Donovan takes the feed. Wetzel and now Felk, another long three. That one's off the rim. Ben Miller rebounds, goes back up, and he is fouled on the way up. 1:14 to play, first quarter, 9-7 Peters Township. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Micah. He tweaked his shoulder. So did Max. And Miles did too. And while they could all use some quality PT, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to make a comeback. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized rehab plan to protect Miles' backswing and Max's throwing arm and Micah's serve. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
Ben Miller misses both foul shots. Rebound for Austin Campbell, but then a steal on a feed ahead to McCullough. And a little ball trouble there for Nick McCullough. Ended up traveling with it, bobbled it, took a step, and then got it back. And
made a really good move to the basket, but then as he stepped, he lost control of the basketball.
And if he would have just smacked the ball, not caught the ball, then passed it, he would have been okay.
It'd have been great.
But he possessed it again. Austin Campbell, deal it right side, dribble for Chase Timmons. First action for Timmons, 6'1 junior. Campbell trying to get rid of Miller. Gets around Miller and lays it in to tie the game at 9.
If they can get to the rim, they're going to get there, and you've got to beat them to that spot.
9-9 tie, 35 seconds to play in the quarter. Great to have you along. Felk, McCullough, and now Wetzel up top. Dribble by Miller, puts the pass right at Felk's feet. Felk saves it, throws it high in the air, and Ben Miller goes and gets it. The Indians have numbers. Wetzel to the hoop, missed the shot. McCullough rebounds. 12 seconds to play, been in there a long time. Scoop it up, roll it across the rim, no good. Had to get out of there.
Yeah, he was up, he was there about 5 seconds.
Shot before the buzzer, won't go. Missed there by Campbell, and the quarter ends. Peters Township 9, Mars 9, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
5A boys semifinals, end of one quarter, 9-9. Mars and Peters Township, the 6-10 matchup. 1-4 in the 6A girls late in the fourth. Norwin pulling away, 41-26 up on Cannon McMillan. Loser of that game and the loser of the Upper St. Clair Mount Lebanon game will play on Thursday for the final spot in the PIAA playoffs. Mars starts with the ball and a great feed down low. Ben Dedish, first points, and Mars back in front 11-10, and the Indians turn it over. Three ball on the way, nothing but net. 5-point run to start the second quarter, just like Mars did to start the game.
Well, this is what you have to be concerned with, is they all can shoot it, and they will run it down. And if they're open, they're letting it fly.
Felt 23-footer. That's good.
That's the answer.
Delk's second tray of the game. That one well beyond the line. On the dribble, it's Campbell. Gets a screen. Get to the free throw circle. Near side, Dedish wide right on the three. Rebound kept alive by Wilson. Dedish, and now Campbell steps into a three. That's wide right. Long rebound to the far corner. Around the perimeter. Nevada, three ball. That won't go. Rebound grabbed by Wilson. Side of the lane. Kick it out. Four cracks of the basket on this possession for the Mars Planets.
Yeah, you just can't give second, third, and fourth shots up. Really puts a burden on your defense, Bob.
Dribble drive, Dedish stops. Shot blocked by Wetzel, controlled by Wetzel. And a bump on the drive to the hoop. Lucas Ross took a bump. Going to be called a foul on the floor. That's the third foul of the game on the Morris Planet, the first in this quarter, the second of the game on Will Wilson.
And I thought the official was going to call a travel on the big man down at the far end. He let it go, and Wetzel blocked the shot.
Wilson checks out after a couple of big rebounds, but his second foul. Ross to key the inbound play. Donovan takes the feed on the right wing on the dribble. Nice screen. Wetzel, give and go, and Wetzel's not expecting the ball. That's the second time today Donovan has passed to Wetzel, and Wetzel wasn't looking for the ball.
Well, he went up in the air like he was going to shoot it. So if you're doing that, that's kind of on the shooter there. Just put that ball up, Dylan. You had a nice shot.
14-12, Mars with the lead. Twice today, the Planets have led by five. Robleski, little tap of the feet.
Yeah, looked like he traveled to me.
Robleski down the lane, forced deep by Rost. Give it off. Dedish, shot won't go, and a foul called on Jake Wetzel. Couple of free throws coming for Ben Dedish. 5:54 to play first half. 14-12, Mars back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Foul called on Jake Wetzel. He'll get a seat now. Dedish hit the first. Dedish rattles the second one home as well. 4 points here in this period. 16-12, Mars plus four. Rost got an opening, and he goes in against Dedish, and an offensive foul called. Illegal screen. It's going to be Ben Miller. And no hesitation from Shane Snyder to call that foul.
Well, he was moving the whole time too. Never really set for that screen, so that's an automatic.
5:35 to play, first half. Winner goes to the Peterson Event Center on Saturday, 7 o'clock tip against the Montour Chartiers Valley winner. Planets with the ball and a 4-point lead. Penetration, running people over. Offensive foul going to be called. Robleski, he kind of Euro step, picked up the dribble. 1, 2, 3 steps. The third one then, he put his shoulder into the defender and knocked him over.
Yeah, that was a good call by the trail official there, and that was so obvious. When he lowered that shoulder, you know how that works.
Mars up four. Peters Township only points this quarter. The three by Thelk. Donovan outside the elbow. Give it to Ross. Drives to the hoop, scoop shot, swatted away, and Dedish going to get called for a foul.
Well, that was close to being a really nice block, wasn't it, Bob? A little body contact.
Second foul of the quarter on Mars, first of the game on Dedish.
And you can hear the students' sections on each side. One likes it, one doesn't.
Lucas Rost is a 50-50 proposition at the stripe, and the first shot no good. Indians have missed three in a row after hitting their first two.
Yeah, here we
go
again.
They're about a 50-50 proposition as a team.
Two for five right now, Bob.
Ross too strong on the second. McCullough can't get the rebound. Campbell does.
In a close game, you just have to have your free throws.
Yeah, fortunate to get to this game despite poor free throw shooting.
Exactly.
Illegal screen set. And the third foul of the game on, or third foul of the quarter on Mars. First of the game on Austin Campbell.
I will say this, these officials have been very good. They're spot on with every call they've made.
Peters ball down four. Lucas Ross deals left side. Donovan had to fight to save it. Reverse, spin it off the window and in.
Yeah, beautiful move. No hesitation that time. He took the ball and drove it strong. Finished on the reverse side.
First field goal for Donovan. 4:30 to play. Opening quarter. 16-14. Mars with the lead. Campbell on the dribble. Over the shoulder feed to Dedish. He'll work between the circles and now to Robleski. Spins into traffic. Tangled up his own feet. Donovan has McCullough with him. Donovan, 10-foot floater. Good. Tie game.
Really nice move by Donovan. A lot of patience on that move. Didn't force anything. Avoided the charge.
And had McCullough with him.
And that was off of the turnover, Bob, that they scored.
Dedish goes up and soft touch off the glass. Good.
Strong move. He's 6 foot six. And Ben Miller, a little mismatched. He's only 6 foot.
6 points in the quarter for Dedish. 18-16, Mars leads. Thelk bring it to Donovan, right side. Peters Township, a little smaller lineup on the floor right now. Crossover, Donovan lost the handle, but it's saved. Far side by Ross. Thelk, 24-footer off the rim. Rebound grabbed by Ross, got around one defender. Kick it to the corner, fumbled by Miller, work it around. McCullough drives to the paint. Far side, three ball blocked. Dedish blocks another one. Thelk just launched it up. Dedish takes a feet ahead, trying to find a cutter. Robleski lays it in.
Really nice play by the Mars Planets that time. Great transition basket.
4-point run for Mars to go up 20-16. Donovan leans into Dedish. Dedish blocks the shot and controls the loose ball.
Yeah, Geddish has been a factor. I'd get my big back in if I'm Peters Township.
Well, the Indians got to get a stoppage. It's not like hockey. You can't just clear, jump over the boards and get in.
Yeah, I know. He's waiting to get in. He's at the table.
2.5 to play. First half, 20-16. Mars leading Peters Township. Campbell, quick first step. Shot hit the iron on the way up. Rebound. Ross, lob it ahead for McCullough. He'll lay it in.
Good
Nick
look.
McCullough's first points. Timeout Mars. 2:11 to play. First half. 20-18. Mars plus two back on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
30-second timeout taken by the Mars Planet. Mentioned that Norwin, a 42-26 winner over Canada McMillan in the 6A girls semifinals. Norwin goes to the Saturday evening WPIL 6A championship game, 5 o'clock tip at the Pete. Canada McMillan will play Thursday against either Upper St. Clair or Mount Lebanon. If it is Mount Lebanon, that game will be... at Canada McMillan.
Let's hope that it is the case.
Mars with a two-point lead and the ball. Nick McCullough hassling Campbell. Campbell, long pass for Dedish. Wetzel out to guard him. Dedish takes it clear out to the corner. Kind of a soft bounce pass. Got through to Will Wilson, and now Dedish wants to flip it out in the midcourt area and restart this whole thing.
Well, Dedish has been the difference early on here.
Wilson behind the back, got by Donovan. Wilson jumper for two.
got into the paint, was able to elevate over the defender and make the nice little five-foot jumper, Bob.
Mars pushes the margin back to four, 22-18, 90 seconds to play, second quarter. Ball on the left wing to Donovan. Wetzel comes up to set a screen, has to roll off of that. Pass comes out to Nick McCullough. Indian standing. McCullough on the drive, hangs in the air, misses the shot, tipped a rebound but couldn't grab it. Grabbed there by Will Wilson for Mars. 1:10 to play in the second quarter. Campbell takes it down the lane. Wetzel strips it.
That's why you need him in the game. He does so much defensive damage.
Ross kicked to the far corner. Once again, Jaden Greco on the floor. Donovan long three. It's an air ball short. Saved there by Greco. Threw it back into McCullough. Left side it's Thelk. Dribble drive. Wilson cuts him off. Thelk will lob it up top to McCullough. Peters Township wants a timeout. 37 seconds to play. First half, 22-18. Mars plus four. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Peters Township had possession, a little scramble there after the save by Greco. And Joe Erman takes a timeout there. Why?
He wanted to get Thelk in the game, one of his best shooters. That's why he called that timeout. He had him waiting there at the scorer's table, Bob. I'd have done the same thing.
Lucas Ross backs away from the defense. Clock down to 30 seconds left in the half. 22-18, Mars plus four.
I like this strategy, Bob. At least you get the last shot. You're only going to be down four if you miss it. That's a good move here.
Ross, I'm not sure if he knew Shane Snyder had started the count, but...
Yeah, I don't think he did.
He was just standing there dribbling, and Snyder was counting. Donovan into the paint. Dish it off nicely. Wetzel, first points of the game. And the half going to come to an end. Full court heave, well short. And the teams go to the locker room. Mars 22, Peters Township 20. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We have over 235 new Mazdas in stock. We also have over 220 incentives. It can be very confusing, but we don't want you to leave money on the table. Let's figure out how we're going to save you the most amount of money we can on your new Mazda. Come on up and get one today. Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearMazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud Baer.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Mars.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Now we're back, Ed Boone. My apologies. That was completely and entirely on me. Sorry about that. Mr. Chris T. Gordon jumping in on top of you. Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Only one final in high school basketball playoffs so far tonight, presented by the Observer Reporter. That is the Norwin 42-26 win over Kenna McMillan in the 6A girls semifinals. Norwin scored the first 5 points of the game. Peters Township answered with a 7-0 run. Teams traded buckets down the stretch, 9-9 at the end of the first quarter. Mars extended its run from down 9-7 to up 14-9, so 7 straight points for Mars, and then the teams traded points once again. Peters, though, able to pull even at 16-all, but have not been able to square it up since then. That was at about the halfway mark of the second quarter, tied at 16 apiece. Mars back-to-back buckets in the next minute to lead by 4, and then a trade down the stretch. Peters, Mars, Peters, and that gets us to a 2-point Mars lead at the break.
Well, Bob, I'm telling you, the difference in this game right now is going to be Jake Wetzel. His presence changes a lot, and I really believe helps Peters Township not only defensively but on the offensive end. He scored 18 in their previous game. They've got to look to get him more involved. When he was on the bench, that's when Mars made their little run and got ahead in this game. But we talked about similar teams, similar styles. It's not all that unusual that it's this close. And this game could come down to free throw shooting. And 2-for-6 by Peters Township, not going to get it done. 2-for-2 by Mars. Not a lot of foul shots taken, but, man, you've got to make them.
Take a look at the individual scoring led by Austin Campbell. He has 8 points, a couple of trays, and a deuce in the ball game. Leading scorer, Austin Campbell. Ben Dedish has 6 all in the second quarter. Austin Robleski with 4, 2 apiece for Drew Nevada and Will Wilson. As Tom mentioned, Mars 2-for-2 at the line. Peters Township 2-of-6. Scoring lead shared by Shane Thelk with a pair of trays and Dylan Donovan, a couple of field goals and 2 made free throws. He hit the first 2 for Peters Township, and since then it's been 2 misses for Ben Miller, 2 misses for Lucas Ross. Those 2 each have a field goal, as does Nick McCullough, as does Jake Wetzel, 1 each for the 4 of them, to get Peters Township to its 20-point total. 22-20, Mars plus 2. When we come back, we'll take a look at the consolation second-round action going on around the WPIL tonight. That's when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
If you ever think you want to run a high school sports league, you should just come and take a look at my grid of action tonight. You got the 4 classes with 2 semifinals, so you have those 8 games. You had 8 last night as well. And then you have the state qualifier bracket. You know, for years we used the follow the leader, and the coaches, the schools objected to that. Once we got clear of COVID, we went back to that what was a one-year experiment with a play-in bracket, and we're back to it. Full bore play all the way through to determine positions 3 through 8 if necessary. If 7 or 8 teams make the bracket, we go all the way back. You got to get to the quarters, and then if more than 4 teams make the state tournament, you have another chance. That's where we'll see Kenna McMillan on Thursday. That's where we're going to see Chartier's Houston girls tomorrow at home with Laurel. The winner goes, and the loser goes home and gets ready for softball. But just on tonight's docket, there are WPIL 3rd, 5th, and 7th place games in the 5A girls bracket, the 3A girls bracket, and the 1A boys bracket. Tomorrow, there are no more semifinals, but get this, 3rd, 5th, and 7th place games on schedule, 4A girls, 2A girls, 1A girls, 6A boys, 5A boys, 4A boys, 3A boys, and 2A boys.
That's a lot of games.
It's a day.
But you know what, Bob? Isn't it better, though, for those teams to be playing basketball than to be sitting at home waiting for next week to roll around? It keeps you sharp. It keeps you focused.
I will tell you, my objection even was outside of sitting there. My objection to the fault of the leader, and I remember sharing this with Chuck Heberling, so that'll tell you how long ago that was and how old I am now that I'm officially a Medicare card carrier. But my objection to the system is seeding. If you want the best teams to go to the PIAA playoffs out of the WPIEL, how does the committee seed that bracket? If you use follow the winner and your best team, your one seed, wins it all, who do they drag into states with them? The 8, not the 5.
Right, exactly.
Or do you seed it non-traditionally and you have your one seed play the 5 seed in the quarters, thinking that they're going to win and drag a better team in? Like, that's nonsense.
Yeah, it really is.
And
you want your better teams.
So let the teams decide. Let them play it off. And then, you know, if somebody that thought they were really good and didn't like their seed, well, you can do something about it. You have the championship bracket, then you have the consolation bracket. But, I mean, if you're a dog and you upset somebody and then they get thumped in the next round, you get to go to states? What?
Yes,
so you got to go beat somebody.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Second half coming your way shortly. 22-20, Mars leading Peters Township. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
Another final score in the semis in 2A girls. Number one, Neshanic, a 55-50 winner over Southside Area. Peters Township ball to start the third quarter.
They need to get off to a strong start. They've got to get that confidence and swagger back that they had the other night. There's a little zone defense here by the Mars Planets. Normally straight man-to-man players.
Donovan to the elbow, wrap it around to Wetzel, and give it back out to Thelk. Halfway between the volleyball 10-foot line and the three-point line, and he air balls it out of bounds.
Yeah, I mean, he shoots that deep anyway, but he just never got the legs into that shot.
So the Indians turn the ball over on an errant shot. And Mars has started each of the first two quarters with five-point runs. They start the third quarter here with a two-point lead. Ball on the near wing. Robleski take it up top. Dribble drive by Nevada. Ball knocked loose and going to be a holding foul called on Peters Township. Lucas Ross guilty of the foul. Just the third foul of the game on Peters. First in this quarter, obviously.
Not a lot of fouls have been called, Bob. It's been a pretty clean game that, from that perspective.
Inbound goes to Dedish. He was looking at Campbell cutting toward the lane. Then Dedish sets the screen. Campbell feed it far side. Dedish will take a three-pointer. Well short. Rebound tipped and lost out of bounds. Going to be ruled to be last touch by Peters Township. Yep, ball knocked out of the hands of Will Wilson by Peters Township. And Indians were standing watching that rebound of the three, and Wilson came and got his hands on it and kept it alive and ended up giving the Planets another possession. 1:15 gone in this third quarter. Campbell circles, scoop shot up and in.
That's a really nice shot. He got Nicky McCullough to lean a little bit, was able to scoop underneath him.
4-point lead for Mars.
This 4-point lead feels like a 10-point lead.
Well, it keeps happening. Nice feed from up top. Wetzel finds McCullough to the hoop and scores.
Yeah, you got to play through Wetzel. I like when they do that because he gives you a lot of options, and he's a good passer.
I don't know how Campbell doesn't get called for carrying.
Oh, he carries it every time. I don't understand it.
He gets to go to the hoop and lays it in. 26-22. Planets back up by four. It's been two or four since the 16-all tie. Three ball straight on in for Jake Wetzel.
I've watched him in the warm-ups, Bob. He's capable of making that shot. I'm not sure they want him shooting it a lot, but, hey, they needed that basket.
Ball goes to Nevada, looks side of the lane. It's deadish. And now off to Campbell. Wilson, left wing. Donovan out on him. Ball knocked loose. Wilson got it back. Knocked loose by Ross. Got it back. Campbell for three in the answer. That won't go. Rebound Wetzel for Peters Township.
And that's the value of Wetzel. You see how strong he was on that particular rebound.
26-25. Morris plus one. Peters, chance to take the lead. Donovan looked at a three, but had a hand in his face from Will Wilson.
Yeah, made a good decision not to force it.
5:10 to play in the third. Donovan, spinorama, scoop up off the window, well short, no good. Rebound Robleski, lob it to the corner. Campbell looks at a three, doesn't take it. Ball ends up in Nevada's hands and then kicked. He fumbled it, and Campbell kicked it out of bounds on the sideline.
Yeah, that was just a bad turnover, unfortunately, for the Mars Planets.
Felk out, Ben Miller in for Peters Township. Just under 5 minutes to play in the third, 26-25, Mars plus one. Peters has not had the lead since the opening, Peters has not had the lead since the opening 15 seconds of the second quarter. Donovan stops in the lane, little jumper for that lead, won't go, rebound tipped out of bounds, last touched by Jake Wetzel.
Well, you knew this was going to be a close game. It could be one of these games, Bob, that goes down to that final possession. Would not surprise me in the least.
Robleski works his way through backcourt, hassled by Rost.
Rost is an outstanding defender on ball.
Dedish, Wilson, three ball, wide left, long rebound. Miller has Donovan behind the defense. Nice recovery by Wilson. Donovan reverses it. Peters is in front, 27-26.
Well, great patience by Donovan. He could have tried to force that on the left side. Kind of hesitated, let the defender go by. Foul.
Foul out 30 feet from the basket. Wilson looked like he had a drive getting started. Dylan Donovan picks up his first. Four different Peters Township players with one foul each.
Well, the other night, Donovan fouled out of that game late, Bob. So had it gone to overtime, they'd have been without their best player.
And now Nevada will go out. Austin Campbell will check back in. Felk on the floor. And Wetzel will get a breather. 4:06 to play in the third. 27-26. Third lead change of the evening. Diagonal pass. Now side of the lane. Get the ball to Dedish. Petcash goes through. Dedish on the dribble. Shot up and in over Miller.
Well, it's a mismatch. He's too big.
8 points for Dedish. 28-27. Mars in front. McCullough trying to shake free. Hang in and score it off the window.
Well, that was a tough shot. Really, the degree of difficulty was really high.
29-28, Peters plus one. Wilson, long three, finds the range. His first tray of the night.
Can't let them set their feet and get comfortable, and he was very comfortable on that.
31-29, Mars. Delk Donovan as Miller gets off the deck. Jumper for Donovan, straight on, good for three. Timeout Peters Township, 32-31 Indians, 3:07 to play, third quarter. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS. Peters Township up by one. Quick check of the Observer Reporter scoreboard. Still only those two girls' games that have gone final on this closing night of a semifinal stretch in the WPIL basketball playoffs. These two have gone back and forth. Five scores consecutively have changed the lead. Planets struggle to get the ball inbounds, and now they throw it over the top to Austin Campbell.
Yeah, that was close to the five count, Bob.
Nevada will bring it back to Campbell. Gets across the timeline. Ball near side. Pass intended for Wilson. Denied by Donovan. Wetzel going to check back in now defensively. Going to get Miller out.
I knew he wouldn't be on the bench. You can't afford to have him off the floor, and he's not in any foul trouble, which is good news for Peters Township.
Again, four Peters Township players with one foul apiece. Inbound to Wilson. That took some time as well. Rublewski, trouble finding somebody open. Wilson on the dribble. Donovan turns him around. Wilson give it off near side. It's Rublewski. He got by Donovan. Nice recovery. Baseline floater won't go. And Dedish knocks the rebound out of bounds. He came flying, and he got some hops in those legs as well. And now Morris will press.
Well, this will be interesting to see how Peters Township handles this. They do a pretty good job against pressure.
Ross takes the inbound, or feeds it inbound to Thel, cross court to McCullough. And McCullough tried to drive Campbell off with the shoulder and just lost the handle. Nevada, three ball, off the rim, won't go. Dedish rebounds, gets it, goes back up, and Thelk's going to be guilty of a foul. And foul shots are coming. 2:21 to play in the third. Peters Township 32, Mars 31. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Yeah. Ben Dedish at the line, missed the first. He's hit two of three. He has the only foul shots taken by Mars. Second one will rattle home, and Chase Timmons will check in. Tie game at 32 all. Fifth tie of the evening. Peters Township ball. 2:15 to play, third quarter. Dylan Donovan on the dribble. Wetzel sets a screen. Donovan behind the back, stops, lets traffic clear, and hits the bunny.
Oh, that was a beautiful move. Dylan Donovan.
I have 13 points for Dylan Donovan, the 6-foot junior. Ben Miller defending Rublewski now.
Ben Miller, he's tenacious.
And now into the hands of Campbell. Miller takes him. Campbell got by, a reach across by Ross, and Campbell tumbles to the floor. This looks like Ben Miller going to get called for the foul. First Peters Township player with more than one. Four fouls in the quarter on the Indians, and game fouls now 6-5. Peters Township guilty. Rublewski, open three, took the inbound, nobody home.
Yeah, can't leave him open, I can tell you that right now.
35-34 lead change. Three ball near side. Delk with the answer, and he got something to say to Dedish. It's a dangerous thing to do there right in front of the game official. Ball goes down low. Dedish fade away, rattles off the rim, no good. Wetzel rebounds. Peters up 37-35. 1:10 to play in the third.
What a great game, Bob. Back and forth we go.
Donovan wide open, straight on three, nothing but net. 16 for Dylan Donovan. Peters up, biggest lead, 40-35 as we click under a minute remaining in the quarter. Austin Campbell sprinting up the floor on the dribble against Lucas Rost. Pass comes to the near wing. Robleski to the top, take it to Dedish, and eventually out onto the left side of the line of the floor. Jumper partially blocked and goes anyway. Campbell for three. Timeout Mars. 35.4 seconds to play. They say a two-pointer. 40-37 coming to the timeout back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Campbell shot ruled a two-pointer, so Peters Township at the three-point lead, 40-37. Each team has used both 30-second timeouts. Got a look at Thelk, then Donovan draining consecutive trays. And my apologies, clearly Austin Campbell well inside the line.
And he was contested on that shot. That was a hard shot. He knocked it down. Give him credit.
Mars pressuring, not covering the thrower. And now everybody going to back off. They showed press and back off of it.
Yeah, token pressure. 28 seconds. They're going to hold for one, Bob, and I would too.
Donovan crosses midcourt. Drew Nevada stays close enough to get a closely guarded count and turn it back around, get separation.
I don't like him dribbling around, though. That makes me a little nervous.
13 seconds to play in the quarter. Donovan behind the back. Takes it into Dedish, kick it back out. Thelk launches a three. It's short, glazes off the iron, drops, heading up the floor. Long shot for Wilson, well off the mark. We play three. Peters Township 40, Mars 37. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We have over 235 new Mazdas in stock. We also have over 220 incentives. It can be very confusing, but we don't want you to leave money on the table. Let's figure out how we're going to save you the most amount of money we can on your new Mazda. Come on up and get one today. Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearMazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the back of your car, you probably paid too much.
It will be Mars ball to start the fourth quarter. And I made all those changes on that with the exception of changing my individual score sheet to make that Austin Campbell bucket a two. He has 14 to lead Mars, 16 for Dylan Donovan to lead the way for Peters Township, only players in double figures. And here we go, 8 minutes on the clock. We have not had a held ball in this game. Just saying. The other night I ran out of room across the bottom of my sheet for such things. Nice, beautiful feed. Dedish back cut for Robleski for the lay-in. 40-39.
Nick McCullough got caught looking that time. And that's a set play that they run. Throw it to the high post, turn and face, back cut.
Mars, first points in every quarter tonight. Ball inside. Wetzel, too hard off the glass, was all alone and put it hard with two hands off the window.
Yeah, he just had to take his time, and he just rushed it.
And remember, the first two quarters, Mars scored the first 5 points right out of the gate. Rep around, Robleski bringing across the Dedis shot, partially blocked, front and back, and the loose ball grabbed by Ross.
Well, Wetzel, he distracted the first shot, and he blocked the second shot.
Donovan to Ross, inside the arc, back out, Thelk on the dribble, take it to the corner, bring it around near side. Donovan has McCullough to his left. Donovan shoots the three, it's short. McCullough couldn't get the rebound, kept alive by Wilson. Peters, a minute 20 in without a point in this third. And a minute to close the here in the fourth, and went a minute to close the third. Wilson tried to drive, now turns around, jumper won't go. Rebound taken away from Dedis. Good job there by the Indians to get the rebound.
Well, it was Wetzel who kind of got it out of his hands.
Donovan guarded by Robleski, trying to get by him. Robleski won't let him get in. Shot partially blocked, and Robleski comes out with the ball, and now a reach across by Thelk. Second foul of the game on Sean Thelk. First foul of the quarter on either team.
That was actually a pretty good foul, Bob, because they had numbers. I think they'd have gotten a layup.
6:06 to play in the fourth. 1 point Peters Township lead, up 40-39. Robleski, he and Campbell have handled the ball tonight. Screen set by Nevada. Three ball straight on. Robleski drains it. He's got a dozen. And Mars in front. Another 5 point run to start the quarter.
Well, you can't go behind the screen with him. You've got to go over top or trap it around.
42-40, Mars plus two. Donovan's floater, short, lays on the rim, won't go. Wetzel rebound, missed once, gets it back and scores, ties the game.
Big, big, big effort by Jake Wetzel that time.
42-all. Campbell on the drive up the far sideline. Got to the three-point arc and turned it back around. Now Robleski. Wilson back to Robleski. Open three. Hits it.
He just, again, Nick got caught on that screen.
Ben Miller. Mars takes a three-point lead. They've led by five a couple of times tonight. Miller on the dribble, gets a McCullough screen. Miller backs away from Robleski. Take it right side to Ross. Peters Township timeout. 4:42 to play in the fourth. Mars 45, Peters Township 42. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
4:42 to play in regulation. Mars 45, Peters Township 42. Peters led by five with a minute to play in the third. Mars leads by five, 3 minutes and change into the fourth.
Plenty of time, 4:42 on the clock. No need to panic if you're Peters Township. Only it's a one-possession game, Bob.
A 10-2 run over the last 4.5 minutes. Donovan for three. That won't go. Tip back around. Wetzel keeps it alive, and the ball going to go out of bounds And that feed across by Wetzel intended for Miller is knocked out of bounds. And Thelk will check back in.
Well, they'll go out of the zone now with Thelk in the game. I'd be surprised to see them stay in the zone.
Clock down to 4:28 to play in the quarter. Inbound to Miller and now to Donovan. Got a screen from Miller. Donovan drives and the ball knocked out. May have been Nevada reaching in. That ball may have gone off of Donovan's leg there.
I actually thought it did, but referee was right there. He sees better than I do.
Ross, McCullough, work it around. Thelk and now Donovan up top between the circles. Nevada out on Donovan. Miller sets the screen. Donovan steps back to a three. Hard off the rim, won't go. McCullough grabs the rebound outside the free throw circle. Donovan has to pass it off. Went up to take a shot. Nevada was going to block it. Miller on the far wing gets a pass back from Thelk. Miller backs away, trying to draw Dedish out with him. Miller will give it off to Donovan. 3:45 to play in the fourth. Shot blocked out of bounds by Dedish, and Dedish picks up his second foul in doing so.
Now that's a body foul. No question there was contact.
Free throws coming for Dylan Donovan. Mars 45, Peters Township 42. 3:44 to play. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Jake Wetzel checks back in. Dylan Donovan hits both foul shots to make it a one-point game. 45-44. 3:40 to play, fourth quarter. Dylan Donovan, a 56% free throw shooter, 4-for-4 tonight.
Well, he's big so far, and he's going to have to make more, I have a feeling, before. Oh, there's a steal.
Pass across by Campbell, stolen by McCullough. Lay-in, and Peters is up 46-45.
These kids have no quit. Both sides playing great basketball. Look at another steal.
Wilson able to save it. Back out to Campbell. Timeout Mars. 3:13 to play, fourth quarter. Peters Township 46, Mars 45. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sowing fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
11 lead changes, 6 ties, 46-45, wow. Peters Township. Each team with 2 timeouts remaining, 3:13 left on the clock in regulation.
And I'm not sure, but that steal that McCullough got, I think they were in a zone. I think they're in a 1-3-1 right now. Interesting switch here. Oh.
Campbell picks up the dribble and then able to get the ball ahead to Nevada.
He carries the basketball, Bob. You got to be kidding me.
Right side, now it's Robleski. Foul line extended. And now up top, 3-ball, Nevada hits it. He's got 5. 48-46, Mars in the lead.
They can shoot it, man. You can't give them space.
12 lead changes. Nevada, both hands, a little shove there on Donovan. Play on. 2.5 minutes remaining. Mars leading by 2. 4 of the 5 starters have 3 balls for Mars tonight. Campbell, Nevada, Robleski, and Wilson. Donovan. Give it off to Ross. He'll penetrate. Free throw circle jumper. In and out. Won't go. Rebound, Ben Miller. Miller cross court. Donovan trying to shake free. Nevada got hands all over him this time and gets called for it. His first, team second foul of the quarter. 2:03 remaining.
Well, what's
Nevada did the exact same thing earlier.
Well, what's interesting, Bob, is they've let them get away with that all game, and now they're tightening it up. But I guess that's good if you're a Peters Township fan.
Inbound to Rost. Fake the pass, jump into traffic. Shot won't go, but a foul called on Dedish. That will be his third foul. Team's third of the quarter, and two foul shots coming for Lucas Rost. 1:59 to play in the fourth. 48-46 Mars. Back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment. Lucas Ross ties the game, hitting both free throws. We're square at 48, just under 2 minutes to play.
And down the stretch, Bob, they're 4-for-4, so they're making him when they need him.
Campbell on the dribble in the midcourt. Gets a screen, dish it across, pass was deflected and grabbed by Wetzel. 1:40 to play, too long to hold.
Yes, too long to hold. But you don't need to take bad shots.
And Donovan, a little trouble unguarded in the backcourt. Had a little trouble, got it up into his midsection, and wisely just pulled his hands back. Wetzel, right side to Rost. Donovan comes to take the pass. He's hassled there by Nevada. And able to fight through that and keep the possession. 1:15 remaining.
Are they going to try to hold for one shot? That's a lot of time.
Screen set high by Wetzel. And timeout, Peters Township. 1:07 to play in the fourth. Peters Township 48, Mars 48. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
1:07 left in regulation, 48-48. Peters Township with the basketball. This possession started with 1:40 to play.
Well, I got to believe Coach Ehrman is thinking we might be able to milk this by the way they played the last 25, 30 seconds. The most important thing here is to get the basketball inbounds and get things started.
Peters has one timeout left. Dylan Donovan takes a running handoff from Rost. Now backs away from Austin Campbell. Bring it to Rost near side. We click under a minute remaining. Now Nevada moves out on Donovan.
You always have the big boy inside Wetzel to help alleviate pressure if they get stuck.
Rost on the dribble. He backed up near midcourt, and now Donovan has it. Nevada guarding him.
Yeah, that makes me nervous. Get away from that. You're going to get a five-second count.
Now he got away there. Yep.
Okay, all right.
35 seconds to play. Donovan, or rather Ross, take it to Nick McCullough. And McCullough, a little trouble with that dribble, got it up into his midsection. McCullough trying to get by Wilson.
Oh, boy.
Through traffic. McCullough on the handle. Give it to Ross. 15 seconds to play. The Indians trying to take the final minute 40 off.
Well, they're going to take the final shot now, Bob.
And now a foul called on Austin Campbell. That is four fouls on Mars in the quarter. 10 seconds remaining. Peters has one timeout. They're not going to use it. Neither is Mars. Game tied at 48.
You certainly don't foul if you're Mars because it'll send them to the line. Try to get the ball. There's a steal.
McCullough's pass went right to Dedish. 6.8 seconds to play. 48 all tied. Timeout Mars back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We have over 235 new Mazdas in stock. We also have over 220 incentives. It can be very confusing, but we don't want you to leave money on the table. Let's figure out how we're going to save you the most amount of money we can on your new Mazda. Come on up and get one today. Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearMazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud Baer.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
100 seconds, too long to stall in high school. I'm sorry.
Well, it is. And
it's just too long.
That side inbound, why not throw it to the big boy? He's 6'8". Get him the basketball. He can get it back to you. Now, they're going to have to be very careful defensively here because they're going to go against some screening. They got to stay attached.
Here's the thing, Tom. Peters only has one foul in the quarter.
They can foul. Absolutely.
They can foul over and over.
But you got to be careful here, Bob.
With the clock running.
Yeah, don't foul if they're in a shot motion. Yeah, I'd foul as soon as he takes two dribbles. I'd foul him. One, two, foul him. Foul
Wilson
him.
Wilson to Campbell.
Foul him.
Campbell up the floor, and he is fouled just inside the volleyball 10-foot line. Ooh. With 2.2 seconds to play. They let Mars get the ball clear in front court. Timeout, Mars. Final play. 2.2 seconds remain. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
All right, back here at Moon.
Well, I mean, you can foul again, but you got to be careful with only 2.2 seconds, Bob. They're gonna go into a shot motion as quickly. You got time maybe for one dribble, maybe.
How about a lob down low to Dedish? You can't foul him if he's trying to tip it.
Well, you could do that, but you got the big kid Wetzel right there as well. So
this is why I didn't like the fact that Peters let Campbell get clear to the hash mark in front court.
Yeah,
2.2 seconds to play. Campbell to key the inbound. He'll get it in. Long three ball off the rim. We're going to bonus basketball. Peters Township survives a mistake. And we're going to overtime. Mars 48, Peters Township 48. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
We go to Purple Pen on the score sheet. Column number 5, OT1.
We said similar teams. They play a lot alike. It's only fitting that they go overtime. What a great game.
And we will have a jump ball to start the OT.
And that's the
9-9 in the first. Mars 13-11 advantage in the second. Peters 20-15 in the third. Mars 11-8 in the fourth. And we go to bonus basketball. 12 lead changes, 7 ties. Dedish and Wetzel to tip it off. Peters controlled the opening tip. 4 minutes on the clock. Shane Snyder to put the ball in flight. And the Peters Township battling to try to get it. Wilson almost tracked it down, and Donovan able to go and get it.
Yeah, a little shaky with his dribble there, Bob.
Well, that happened several times to a couple of them in that minute 40 stall attempt.
That's so much time to stall.
Felk to McCullough. Now to Wetzel at the top of the circle. Open jumper for 2. Up and good. Lucas Ross, just his second field goal of the game.
That's a big basket. He normally doesn't look to shoot that.
Wide open, though, in the circle. 50-48. Lead change, number 13. Cutter, Nevada, feed it off. Dedish shot is rejected. Standing there was Ross and hammered the ball out of his hands.
Well, and Wetzel had it on the second block.
Donovan across the timeline. Each team gets an extra timeout. Donovan slides to a stop, spins around, and will put a shot up. Foul called.
All right, now this is where he can make up for that bad pass on the inbound by making these two free throws, Bob.
Drew Nevada picks up his second foul. That is 5 now on Mars in the fourth quarter in overtime. Dylan Donovan at the line to shoot 2. First one rattles out. He had hit 4 in a row, but again, a season-long 56% free throw shooter.
Has been a problem for them. Same thing happened at Uniontown the other night.
Donovan, 18 points, leads all scorers. Second shot perfect. 1 of 2. Peters plus 3. 2:50 to play in the first overtime. Drive for Robleski is cut off. Campbell ends up with the ball. Hassled by Nick McCullough. Peters Township only 2 fouls since the third quarter. Ball into the hands of Will Wilson. Wilson drives. Floater short. Foul called on Dylan Donovan. And that'll be free throws coming. Donovan's second foul. Will Wilson to the stripe. First time tonight. Only player for Mars that had shot free throws in the game was Ben Dedish, and he was 3 of 4. Mars has not scored since taking the lead at the 2:43 left in regulation. The Planets went almost 3 minutes in regulation without scoring. First foul shot is no good for Will Wilson.
They have only taken 5 foul shots, Bob. Hard to believe.
Peters has only taken 8. Second shot rattles around and drops home. 2:34 remaining in overtime. Peters plus 2. Excuse me, 12 foul shots for Peters Township. I apologize.
Yes, 7 for 12.
Right side, it's Donovan. Peters plus 2, 51-49, 2:15 to play. Donovan trying to create in the paint. Kick it around, lose the little shoulder to get open there.
Yeah, not a big one, but it was enough that could have been called. Uh-oh.
McCullough give it across to Wetzel. Basket and a foul. Jake Wetzel has 9. Great feed from Nick McCullough. Watch this pass. My goodness.
Outstanding pass by Nick McCullough. What an unselfish play.
The foul called on Nevada, his third. Wetzel at the foul line for the first time tonight. A 53% free throw shooter. Peters Township up 53-49. 2:01 left in regulation. Wetzel too strong. Rebound tipped out. Tracked down on the sideline by Wetzel. It was tipped by McCullough. Foul in the midcourt, and Austin Campbell body right up in to Belk. It's going to be Ross, and two foul shots coming.
Now, I know the fans from Mars didn't like that call, but, Bob, that was easy. I mean, that you can't use your body like that. It's a foul.
Well, and he almost shoved Ross on the dribble back into the backcourt.
Exactly. Now, these are huge free throws.
Lucas Ross at the stripe, first one good.
He has been big down the stretch.
54-49, Peters plus five. I believe that matches, it does. It matches their biggest lead of the game. Rost has seven. Rost at the stripe has eight now. He's hit 4 of 6 at the foul line in the game. 6-point lead here in overtime. Ball hacked out of the hands of Campbell, and Nick McCullough picks up a foul, his first. That is four fouls on Peters in the quarter.
As aggressive as Nick plays defense, that's hard to believe it's his first foul.
Peters Township has two timeouts. Mars has one. Dedish, give the ball off to Robleski. And now up top, Dedish for three, hits it. Dedish with 12, trims the Peters margin to 55-52. And here we are, 90 seconds to play. Similar to what Peters tried to do at end of regulation. McCullough behind the back. Help arise. Donovan. Ball knocked loose. Scramble for the loose ball. Going to get a held ball. Or are we going to get a timeout? It's going to be a held ball. Mars basketball. Too much dribbling. Too much traffic.
Way too much dribbling.
Trap came, and Donovan already had trouble. And then the trap came, and all sense of control was lost. Possession arrow throw-in, the first held ball of the game. Mars down three with the ball.
Now, Peters Township, you have to be solid on the defensive end.
Ball goes up top. Dedish hit a three ball there earlier. Give it off on the dribble. Step back does Robleski. Dedish for three. Rolls off the rim. Rebound Donovan. Under a minute to play in overtime, 55-52. Peters Township plus three, a spot in the WPIO 5A Boys Championship on Saturday goes to the winner. Double team, pass out of that. Miller to McCullough and now to Donovan.
Got to be careful where he's going. Why would he go there?
Nevada out to hassle Donovan. Closely guarded count goes. Lob to the corner to Ben Miller. Dribble out of there, over the shoulder. Give it to Wetzel. And pass thrown underneath, and a foul going to be called on Austin Campbell. That's his fourth. And, you know, the thing for Campbell, the bench is screaming to foul, so the officials know that. So you get contact and you foul, and then you get upset because you didn't think you really fouled.
Well, and again, Peters Township can really help their cause. Got to have one of these, Bob. It'd be great to have two, but they need one.
Donovan is 5 of 6 at the foul line tonight. First shot.
Got it.
Good. 20 points in the game for Donovan. Timeout, Peters Township. Indians 56, Mars 52. 26 seconds to play back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
26.3 seconds to play. 56-52, the score that Peters Township beat Uniontown by.
I was just thinking about that when I looked at this score. Donovan.
Dylan Donovan back at the free throw line. Second effort. It's good. I have Donovan 7 of 8 tonight at the stripe. 57-52. Now 20 seconds to play. Mars with the ball. Left side, it's Robleski. Now off to Campbell, trying to get rid of McCullough. Lost the handle. Nice reach in there by Ben Miller. The ball off the window, and a foul called on Drew Nebeta.
They're going to do it again, Bob. They're going to play for a championship.
Foul on Nebeta, his fourth. Free throws at the other end. And boy, Ben Miller stopped that drive. I don't know if we have that on the look at that.
What a great defensive effort. He's been really good tonight.
Jason, do we have that drive there? We don't? Okay, thank you.
All right, Dylan Donovan can put the icing on the cake, so to speak, with these two.
Donovan's ninth and tenth foul shots.
Bang.
First one good.
22 points I have for Dylan Donovan, Bob.
9.2 seconds to play. 58-52, Peters plus six, matching their biggest lead of the game. Second free throw, short and kicks out. Rebound, Will Wilson. Push the tempo, get across the timeline. Launch, far side. Donovan challenges that. Won't go. Ross rebounds, and Peters Township wins it in overtime and will go to the WPIL championship game on Saturday night at the Peterson Event Center. 58-52, Peters Township dominates the extra period, and the Indians win it by six. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We have over 235 new Mazdas in stock. We also have over 220 incentives. It can be very confusing, but we don't want you to leave money on the table. Let's figure out how we're going to save you the most amount of money we can on your new Mazda. Come on up and get one today. Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearMazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud Baer.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Peters Township tries to kill the final minute and 40 seconds of regulation, and they get rid of a minute 34 thereof, but turn the ball over on an inbounds play and then survive regulation. Mars scoreless over the final 2:43 of regulation and the first minute and a half of overtime. Peters Township built, at that point, a 51-48 lead. They would respond to a foul shot make by Will Wilson by pumping in
two and two foul shots. And Peters Township, in the extra period, hit 6 of 9 at the stripe to cement the win.
That was the difference tonight. They were able to knock down those free throws, Bob, especially in the overtime. But the contributions of Lucas Rost late in the game, how about the pass by Nick McCullough, Jake Wetzel finishing, and then Dylan Donovan calmly made 7 out of 9, I believe.
And you mentioned Lucas Rost, 2 field goals in the game. He gave them the lead in overtime.
Yes, he did.
First bucket of the extra period, 25 seconds in, and was left open in the top of the free throw circle and nailed a 2-pointer.
Well, they didn't guard him. He came off a ball screen. And you know what? He just calmly went up, no hesitation, knocked a 15-footer down. And the defensive effort collectively, I thought, was outstanding. And you could see, though, when Jake Wetzel, was not in the game, Mars was able to take advantage of that. And their big guy was able to score points. He scored a dozen points tonight. Most of those were scored, with the exception of the 3, without Jake Wetzel being in the game. Big win. Girls and boys both playing for a championship.
Peters Township, girls Friday night, boys Saturday night, and we'll have both of them for you on the WJPA Sports Network. But plenty of action before that, and a recap of this one's coming your way. Do want to pass on a couple of more girls' final scores. We told you earlier that Norwin beat Cannon McMillan in the 6A girls semis, 42-26. Norwin will play Upper St. Clair, so it'll be 1-2 in that championship game, right ahead of our matchup with Peters Township and the Montour Chartiers Valley winner. Upper St. Clair and Norwin for first. Cannon McMillan and Mount Lebanon play Thursday night in a game that we'll have for you. The winner goes to the state playoffs. The loser does not, and Cannon McMillan is the better seed, should be hosting that game.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
That's not official, but as the 4 seed in Mount Lebanon, the 6, I believe Cannon McMillan should be in position to host that. We'll check that number just to make sure I gave you the right thing. I did. Cannon Mac seeded 4, so taking on number 6 should be hosting on Thursday. And we'll have a win-and-get-in game tomorrow as well. Chartiers-Houston girls at home, and we'll take on the 8-seed Laurel. Winner there goes, and the loser goes out. Here at the Moon area, Peters Township, a 58-52 winner. Our recap continues in just a moment.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What a ball game. Mars scored the first 5 points in the first, second, and fourth quarters to go up. In the fourth quarter, it only gave them a 2-point lead because Peters led 40-37 after 3. But, boy, what a game. After Mars scored the first 5 of the game, Peters scored 7. Mars answered late first, early second on a 7-0 run to lead by 5, 14-9. Teams traded buckets back and forth. We were tied at 16, and then Mars plus 2 at intermission, 22-20. Peters Township just 2 points over that final 2 minutes of the first half. And we settle into a little really nice back and forth thing in that third quarter. Peters got a 3 and a 2 to take the lead at 4:13 to go in the third. And then check this out. 8 of the next 9 scores either flipped the lead, 5 straight scores flipped the lead, 1 tied, and then 2 more flipping the lead. We had 13 lead changes total in the game. Peters taking the lead back for good early in that overtime on the jumper by Lucas Ross. But they're in the fourth quarter with Peters up three. Mars scored the first five. Peters tied the game at 42. Mars back in front with a three. Peters got a couple of foul shots and a two to take a 46-45 lead with 3:23 to play. Mars uses a timeout. They get a three ball, turned out to be their last points of regulation, to go up 48-46. A couple of foul shots for the Indians late with 2 minutes to play. And Peters got the ball back 20 seconds later and worked the stall and kept stalling. And then a foul was called with about 7 seconds to play. And so Peters was going to inbound because Mars was not over the limit yet. And so Peters will inbound, sideline throw in, and picked off by Ben Dedish. He saw the play coming and just took it. And then the Planets were allowed somehow. Peters, with only one foul at the time, allowed Mars to get the ball clear to the hash mark in front court where they could have lobbed it inside, but they have to throw the ball out around the volleyball 10-foot line, and no real chance there for Robleski to hit a jumper there. And we went to overtime, and it was almost all Peters. Ross with the bucket. Then a foul shot to make for Donovan. Get another two-point bucket for the Indians. I'll find my way here. I'm missing 2 points, partner.
Well, but Jake Wetzel had a deuce.
There we go. Wetzel had the two there. That's correct. And it was his bucket with 2:01
right
to play that put Peters up by four. A couple of more foul shots for Donovan, and then three more in the final 30 seconds. And Peters, good enough at the foul line. 12 of 19 tonight, better than what they were the other night.
Yeah, 10 for 21. And, not good.
And 6 of 9 in that fourth quarter. And Dylan Donovan, I had, what, one miss at the free throw line? 9 of 10 maybe tonight.
Well, no, he missed two. He missed his second
of
his last
one. That's right, second
to
last one. Yeah, so 8 of 10, 80%. You'll take that all night long.
I'll take it all the time. You know, the other thing, Bob, when you looked at they held that ball for all that time, they did a good job, and all they had to do was inbound the ball. I wish I could see one more time what type of an inbound play they ran, because it was like it almost looked like it was disrupted from the beginning. I mean, this, from that sideline, you ought to be able to get the ball inbounds, and they almost lost the game because of that. But fortunately, we're able to hold on. And in the overtime, I think there were two crucial plays. One was the jump shot by Lucas Ross, and the second, that pass by Nick McCullough, was textbook. And the finish by the young sophomore, Jake Wetzel.
Peters Township and Mars 9-9 in the first quarter. Mars 13-11 advantage in the second to lead 22-20 at intermission. Peters plus 5 in the third, 20-15, led by 3 at the end of three quarters. Mars with a 3-point bulge in the fourth to force overtime, tied at 48. And Peters Township 10-4 advantage in the extra session to win at 58-52. Dylan Donovan with 22 points tonight, the only Peters Township player in double figures. Indians 12 of 19 at the free throw line. Austin Robleski had 15 points for the Planets, including, looks like, 11 after intermission. He had 8 in the fourth quarter as the Planets took the game to extra time. Austin Campbell finished tonight with 14, and Ben Dedish with a dozen. Planets 4 of 6 at the free throw line tonight. Peters Township will play the winner of the Montour-Chartiers Valley game that should be underway now already at Mount Lebanon, and Mars on Thursday will play the loser of that game to determine third place in the WPIO and seeding going into PIAA. And here's why that game is so critically important. The champion, the WPIO runner-up, and the third-place WPIO finisher all play in the WPIL first round of states. The fourth-place finisher goes on the road to, like, let me check out these possibilities. These are the four places where the fourth-place finisher could go. Exeter Township, York Suburban,
oh my,
Hershey, or West York.
Oh, that's
terrible.
That's
where the fourth, the team that loses Mars next game is going to one of those four places. That's why not only get to the championship game with a win tonight, but you clinch a home game in the first round of the state playoffs coming up next Friday night. All right.
All right, catch our breath.
Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
If he did nothing else but hit free throw after free throw after free throw in regulation in the fourth quarter and in overtime, he'd have to be our player of the game.
Oh, absolutely.
He's by far the leading scorer tonight, only player in double figures for the team that's going back to the WPIL championship. Our player of the game, presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, none other than 6 foot junior Dylan Donovan. Averages 19 a game, had 22 on the books tonight, had 18 at the end of regulation, so a couple of points there in the bonus time period, but four of the Peters Township 10 points to get the win tonight. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by the Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Bud Bear Mazda on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Our coverage of the WPIL basketball playoffs, presented by the Observer Reporter, continues tomorrow. We'll be at the Fieldhouse in Meadowlands as the Chartiers Houston girls host Laurel with the final berth in the 2A girls playoffs going to the winner. Airtime on WJPA AM and online at WJPA.com and the NFHS Network at 6:45. And we'll follow that with another state qualifier game on Thursday, Cana McMillan and Mount Lebanon in the 6A girls. Thanks to both head coaches, Joe Ehrman and Kobe Philippi, and to Alan Alcaldi, Casey Kaiser, Jason Zost, and the entire crew here at Moon Area High School. From my partner Tom Drakely, floor director Jason Tennant, Scott Donnelly and Noah Tennant on camera, and our producer Bill Chapo and Dave Anthony, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the WPIL 5A Boys Basketball Semifinals, Peters Township 58, Mars 52 in overtime. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.